Radio City Talk. The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Let's talk to a man who's probably got an excellent point of view on all of it. It's the former England bowler and the current selector, current Test selector, Angus Fraser. Morning to you, Angus.
Good morning.
It was a little bit ugly, but maybe this is a game that they wouldn't have won previously.
Yeah, I think that's the way you've got to look at it. I didn't watch it live. I was travelling through the Midlands when the game was going on and following it on the radio. And I must say, your heart dropped every time they went back to the ground because you knew that it was another wicket falling. And the nature of 2020 is you've got to play quite a high-risk game. And sometimes the ball, it doesn't roll in your favour. And every mistake you make gets exploited. Other times you get away with it. But as you said, I think on other occasions it may well have been a game that England succumbed in. So the fact that they've come through, they're still alive, is a good thing. And I don't think Afghanistan should be underestimated. They're a fastly improving side. So, things to work on, but a win.
How much credit can you possibly give to the likes of Moeen Ali, David Willey yesterday? Those two probably came out of that performance with a little bit more credit than most of them.
They did, and I suppose that's one of the good things about this side is the fact that you've got Moeen Ali and Willie going in at 8 or 9 or low down the order, that's for sure, 8, 7 or 8. And if they're playing for the counties, they're opening the batting. David Willie's opened the batting for Northampton, smacked hundreds in 2020 cricket, and Moeen Ali does the same for Worcester. So they've both got experience, and it's useful to have that. But as Owen Morgan said, it's your top 5 or 6 that should be winning your games. I think there's studies are done in 2020 on the number of average number of balls a batsman faces. So a number 7, I don't think, faces on average more than 10 balls a match. So the fact that you're relying on your 7, 8s and 9s to get you into the game suggests the top 6 have not done their job, that's for sure.
Yeah. Given the performances you've seen so far, how much confidence do you have in England in this tournament? One group game left, Sri Lanka in Delhi.
It's going to be tough. Sri Lanka, I say, if the conditions are spinner friendly, then it brings Sri Lanka into the game, but they've lost some senior figures in the last year or so, the likes of Sangakkara, Jayawardena, so they need to be at their best. And England I thought England played well against the West Indies, apart from just blown away by Chris Gayle, so they've put in 2 reasonable performances and 1 slightly scabby one. But the fact they're going to have that position, the fact that hopefully they won't play as well, sometimes, again, I've been listening to comments this morning and I wouldn't say suggesting England have been complacent. I think sometimes you can almost be too careful in 2020 cricket. The less you care, the more likely you are to succeed in many ways. Without any sort of fear, go after it. And they went like that against South Africa when they chased down 230. Mm. And it comes off. But you're trying to be watchful against a poorer side so that you don't make mistakes. And it's almost the wrong mindset. So England are playing against a very good side in Sri Lanka. Hopefully the mindset that was there for the first 2 games will return and we'll see a good performance.
Sometimes happens in football as well, doesn't it? Well, what about the seam bowling attack? Is it good enough to win a limited overs tournament?
Well, we'll see. You can't rule out the fact that it might. If England are in the contest in 2020 cricket, that these games can go either way. The best sides tend to win, but there's more chance of an upset. England made 1 change yesterday. Liam Plunkett came in for Reece Topley and bowled well, had a good spell in the middle, which figures are very good, that's for sure. It's inexperience, but somewhere along the line, you want to get tournament experience into your players, and unless you give them a chance, they're never going to get that. So, yes, it's a little inexperienced. It's going to be a little bit inconsistent because of that, but they've shown that they're capable of producing good performances, and hopefully they'll continue to do that in this tournament, but we'll certainly be in a better position in the next 2020 tournament or the next World Cup that comes along because, I say, playing under these sort of pressures, coming through the games like they had yesterday against Afghanistan, is all an important part of the learning process.
And these tournaments, Angus, they come thick and fast, don't they? It's a busy, busy year, culminates in the Ashes down under next winter. This is probably quite an important period.
Yeah, one of the great things, you could argue, or you could question the amount of international cricket that's played because there's a lot being played. But the fact is, it always gives you something to look forward to. And yes, England have got a good year of cricket ahead of them. They've had an important year of cricket behind them. And there's always important stuff to be played, which is good for the game.
Thank you very much for your time this morning, Angus.
No trouble at all.
Take care there. That's Angus Fraser, and former England bowler and current Test selector.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.